Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast unless someone jumps in line, and we see how long we can hang on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 5.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 113.
And while I dig out a show, take a quick second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Number 5 means games and hobbies, and we definitely have a hobby show this week. Show number 113 is The Grow Guide, and here's their description in iTunes. The Grow Guide is a weekly gardening podcast co-hosted by rookie grower Maggie Wysocki, who asks all the questions you're afraid to, and master grower Dave Hansen, who answers them all with wisdom. Listen in as they chat openly about seasonal gardening topics, including the trials, tribulations, and success of growing in climates where it can feel, well, kind of impossible. Their website, they're brand new. They've got 12 whole episodes, and their website right now is thegrowguide.libsyn.com/website. We're going to listen to episode number 12 called Favorite Plants of 2017. So I get the feeling they're from across the pond because it says Favorite. There's an E on the end of that favorite. All right. Well, the first part, I just hit play and I see where we have quite a bit of dead space here at the beginning, but I did see the description of this episode. They're going to talk about their favorite plants of 2017. Once the actual episode starts, and we're now, well, yeah, anytime now, you could start the show. See, this is, I mean, I've done this. You forget to listen to your show before you upload it, but I think most people at this point, you'd go, oh, there's a problem, and skip to the next one, but it's going to start. It goes a little something like this.
Hey, welcome to The Grow Guide,
a weekly podcast chatting about indoor and outdoor growing topics in a climate where that can feel
kind of impossible.
I'm Dave Hansen, co-owner of Sage Garden Greenhouses, and I'm ready to share my knowledge with you.
And I'm Maggie Wysocki, the creator of From Soil to Soul and a rookie grower ready to learn with you.
Join us each week as we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of seasonal gardening.
This is episode 12, Our favorite plants of 2017. Hello, 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 and welcome to the last episode of the Grow Guide podcast for 2017. I'm Maggie, and to my right is my wonderful co-host, Dave. Yeah. I can't believe the year is already coming to an end. I also can't believe we're recording our 11th episode right now. Can you, Dave?
It's totally amazing. Like, time has flown by. It has been so much fun.
Yeah.
And here we are, end of 2017.
It's crazy. In a way, it seems like we've been recording forever. Like, but then at the same time, I remember when we came up with the idea to do the Grow Guide, mm-hmm. and that also doesn't seem so long ago, so it's kind of a strange, surreal feeling.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean, eh?
Yeah.
Hey,
it's
wow.
exciting, though.
Can that dude sound any more
so
Canadian?
We have planned for all of our 2018 episodes. We have a ton of great guests coming on.
Okay.
We have a lot of cool episode topics like high-yield tomato gardening, native prairie plants, sourcing unusual plants. There's so much good stuff coming to you guys.
All right. Nice tease.
But before all of that, today we are wrapping up 2017 and sharing with you all of our favorite plants from this past year, some of our gardening resolutions. And as always, we have a giveaway, but today it's a very, very special giveaway. So make sure you stay tuned till the end of the episode.
All right.
So you can hear all about that. And actually, if you're sitting at your desk right now, you might as well just join our Facebook group so you can get in on the giveaway right away. It's
okay.
called the Grow Guide Podcast. You can become a member and then you can get in on all the giveaway goodness.
Highly recommended.
We're about 3 minutes in. Let's
get
to the content.
It is time for
Jingles.
The question of the week.
All right.
Today's
production.
Question comes from Vince, and he asked via Facebook. He's wondering, why can't I find any greenhouses that carry basil at this time of year? He also says he hasn't been able to see thyme or sage at greenhouses. He's wondering what's going on.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you, Vince. This is a really interesting question, and it really speaks to the fact that some of our favorite plants just aren't really happening out of season.
All right, so here's my thought on this podcast. Number one, you did a lot of double intros. You said at the beginning of the show, we're going to talk about our favorite plants, and your intro introduces the fact that it's Dave and Maggie, and then you said, hey, welcome to the show. I'm Dave, and he's Maggie, and then you said, we're going to talk about our favorite plants. So there was like double intros aplenty on this show. Your audio volume is the biggest thing I would say that needs some help, because you had the big intro. Well, obviously you had, as I'm looking at my screen, somewhere around 30 seconds of empty space at the beginning of your show. Now, the cool thing is you're using Libsyn. You can go in and take away that 30 seconds, save the file with the exact same file name, go into your episode and use the replace button. And that way you don't lose your stats. So that was the really big negative when you started off. There was nothing there. Your volume is a little like when you're talking, when you actually get into you and Dave, your audio is fine. But like that jingle blasted my head off. Not like completely out of the planet, but it was, you know, watch your volume levels a little bit. And if you look at your wave file or whatever you're recording in, you could see that, wow, there's something really going on here. So keep that in mind. But to me, this is where people always ask me, should I use music or jingles in my show? Like this, I could care. I'm just not a gardener. I have a brown thumb. But just the fact that they put a little bit of extra oomph into the start of the show, that they had a content there with a little jingle for the question of the week, just shows me that these are not two people just sitting in the basement going, I don't know, what do you want to talk about? They actually put a little thought into it. So I liked that part of it. And I also liked that you had chit chat at the beginning. I'm not a big chit chat fan, but what I liked about your chit chat is you got to it, you took about 30 seconds and like, hey, I can't believe we did 11 shows already, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, okay, let's get to the giveaway. Like you kept things moving. Because about the time I was like, all right, I've had enough chit chat, you were done with it. And then when you did the Facebook thing, I'm like, all right, can we get to the content? You got to the content. So you kept things moving along. And in general, if I was a gardening person, I would still listen to this. You did a nice job on your Libsyn site, making everything all green and that whole nine yards. So I think the show has potential. This is only episode number 12 for these folks. And, you know, if you're into, you know, maybe I should listen. I really like the format. That's the other thing. I'm glad I remembered this. I love the format of A, you don't have to be the mega, I know everything about everything. I love this format because you've got Dave, who is a guy who has the experience, and you've got Maggie, who's going to ask the questions of the listener. The listener is going to be going, ooh, I hope Maggie asks, you know, how do I get sage this time of year or whatever it is. So I like that format. I think it should work really well. You guys seem to work nicely together. Your audio quality is okay. It's your volume levels, I think, that need a little help. And obviously the big 30-second space at the beginning. And for the record, we all do that occasionally. This is why I tell myself, and I'm telling you, if I put a Bible on my hand, yeah, or put a hand on the Bible, the time I don't listen to my podcast before I upload it is always the time where there's a mistake. Always. And then you can just use the replace function. And I did mention Libsyn, Libsyn.com, stands for Liberated Syndication. I also work there doing tech support. But if you want to use Libsyn, use the coupon code SOPFREE and you'll get a free month at Libsyn.com. And again, that's Libsyn.com. Hey, what the heck, Dave? Yeah, changing the format just a pinch. A little bit of housekeeping. Now, notice I'm putting the housekeeping stuff at the end. So if you don't want to hear this, you can just go to your next podcast. But I've changed a couple things. Number one, new podcastrodeoshow.com site. This is something I put together over the holiday weekend. And you can now go out and see multiple categories of podcasts as well as the latest episode. We've still got the Fiverr button right there in the upper right-hand corner. So if you want to be on the show. And then, as I say, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. So I try a lot of tools and I switched media host from Pinecast, who just didn't really live up to what they're not horrible, but they just weren't my favorite. And so I was approached by a new media host called Podmeo, and they talked a good game. So I switched over, and all I can say right now about them, first of all, their support has been really, really helpful. But they should have the word beta on their front website because I should be getting paid. In fact, I am getting paid. They gave me my first month of hosting back because I found so many things wrong with their system. So, but I am, so nothing should change for you on the back end. Please let me know if you're having any issues getting the show because I've done all the proper techniques to switch everything over to use their feed, et cetera, et cetera. But you can check out the new podcast, rodeoshow.com website, and let me know what you think. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.